1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy with
first ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh,
did he bring it in? He did.
It is.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Welcome into Cannon McMillan High School for tonight's round of 16 matchup. We are about to get underway here in just a moment. They are taking the national anthem. So we're going to step aside for a quick timeout and bring you Cannon McMillan and Bell Vernon here in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network.
Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near Consol Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Welcome back here to Cannon McMillan High School for this round of 16 matchup. The Big Macs will be taking on the Bell Vernon Leopards. Bell Vernon, a winner over Mars just a short time ago, 35-29. Hi, everyone. I'm Greg Warnock here on the Visit Greene County pre-match show. Alongside me are producer Eric Bennett, as well as camera Brandon Bennett. And in the downtown Washington studios, Jacob Knisner. And we are happy to bring you this match here tonight. Winner will advance into the quarterfinals, where they will take on the winner of North Allegheny taking on Latrobe. So we'll keep an eye on that match and provide some score updates for you just as we look at the results from Cannon McMillan and Bell Vernon. Cannon McMillan comes in as the number 3 seed, the champions out of Section 2 with a 9-3 record. Bell Vernon finished second in Section 7, and they come in with a 7-4 record in knocking off Mars, again, just a short time ago. The match tonight will start at 114 pounds. So we will see a few wrestlers who have wrestled one another between Cannon McMillan and Bell Vernon. But these two teams have not squared off against one another over the last 4 years. So a dual meet that will take place here after it's been some time since they've wrestled one another. But again, these two will wrestle here in the round of 16. Also want to take a moment. Tonight's match on the WJPA Sports Network is brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County, people you know, people you can trust, CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true, Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital, Washington Jefferson College, W&J in Washington, moving forward together, Slovenian Savings and Loan. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. And Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Going to take a quick timeout. Back with more of the Visit Green County pre-match show on YMS on the WJPA Sports Network.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Match will start here shortly at 114 pounds for Cannon McMillan taking on Belle Vernon. Should see a few really good matchups here today. And again, the winners will take on the winner of North Allegheny and Latrobe. Cannon McMillan able to get the three seed, the one seeds, Franklin Regional and Norwin. They're the top two. Cardinalsville, the other host site, they are the number four seed. So they're going to have a coin flip as they just introduced the wrestlers. So we'll take a quick timeout, and we will have wrestling action for you coming up next. You've been listening to the Visit Green County pre-match show on the WJPA Sports Network.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Green County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Green County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
Wrestling underway here at 114 pounds. Parker Kolarczyk for Cannon McMillan. He's taking on Braden Broadwater for Belle Vernon. Broadwater quickly in on a shot. Kolarczyk spinning around behind, trying to get a takedown, and he will. Parker Kolarczyk is up 3-0. These two wrestled already this season. Broadwater actually had a first period fall on Kolarczyk. So Kolarczyk already trying to turn the tides. Wing in right now. Kolarczyk trying to get a wing and a half. Let's try to run that over. Now hops to the other side. Trying to take that half over. Has Broadwater in a little bit of trouble. And there's on his back is Broadwater. Parker Kolarczyk trying to get the fall here for the Big Macs. And get things going in a hurry. Broadwater able to get off of his back. There are the near fall points, 7-0. But now Broadwater turns in, gets a cradle locked in, reversal given. And now inside cradle, takes Kolarczyk over to his back. So Broadwater, close to being pinned. Now he's got Kolarczyk on his back and in some trouble. 10 seconds to go here in the opening period. Reloads Broadwater, trying to get the fall. And it looks like the period will expire. Four near fall points. Parker Kolarczyk of Canada McMillan leading 7-6 after one. Bob Bove, the head coach of Bell Vernon, had a question on the score, but I think he forgot that it was a reversal as opposed to a takedown there. So 7-6, Kolarczyk after one. Broadwater will go on the bottom to begin the second period. Broadwater sits, turns into Kolarczyk. Not only gets the reversal, but puts him on his back. And there is the fall for Bell Vernon. Time of the fall, 2 minutes and 17 seconds for Broadwater. And that'll make it 6-0 Bell Vernon. Back with more in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage,
yes,
man?
Sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromise in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
121 pounds, Andrew Soule for Cannon McMillan. He will be taking on Riley Doppelauer for Bell Vernon. Soule in on a shot. And able to get out of that is Doppelauer. Getting into a tie up now. Shot in by Soule. Doppelauer sprawls back. Six to nothing. Bell Vernon leading in the team score after the first match. Doppelauer will spin behind and get the opening takedown on Soule. Now trying to look for a cradle is Doppelauer. Still 3-0 lead for Doppelauer, 35 seconds to go. Soule wanted to try to sit out and turn. Now a wing put in by Doppelauer. Wants to get out to the side. Doesn't have any wrist control. Soule able to get up, gets the arm free. Now onto his base. Final seconds coming off here in the first period. Doppelauer will have a 3-0 lead after one. More in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Second period begins on their feet between Soule of Cannon McMillan and Doppelauer of Bell Vernon. 3-0, Doppelauer of Bell Vernon out in front here in the second period. 6-0 lead for Bell Vernon in the team score at the end with one match completed. Drag by attempt there for Doppelhauer. Then they get into a tie-up. About halfway through this second period. Shot in by Soule, trying to come out through the back door. Pancake attempt, but able to limp arm through his soul, so Doppelhauer just gets the takedown. 6-0 lead for Doppelhauer. Doppelhauer is a sophomore, 13-12 this season. Soule, a sophomore, 4-9. Half put in. Doppelhauer is going to take Soule to his back. Wrist and a half, not going to get the fall, but he'll get three near fall points. Doppelhauer now up 9-0. After two, back with more in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it, all without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Third period begins on their feet. A minute and a half to go in the third period. Andrew Soule of Cannon McMillan trailing Riley Doppelhauer of Belvert at 9-0. Looking to try to hit a fireman's carriage. But Doppelhauer is sprawled out and now Soule flattened out. Takedown will come. That makes it 12-0. And now Doppelhauer just needs three more points to pick up a technical fall. He's got a major decision in hand at the moment. Two on one right now for Doppelhauer. He's got 50 seconds left in the third. Now looking for that cradle attempt. Now looking for a tilt is Doppelhauer. Down under 20 seconds remaining in the third period. Soule just wants to not give up the technical fall at this point. Save a team point for the Big Mac. Stalling call on Soule, his first. So it's going to be a major decision win for Doppelhauer of Belvern and over Soule of Cannon McMillan, 12-0. And that'll make it 10-0 Belvern and leading the team score after two waits. 127 coming up next. It's the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
127, Gianna Gardner for Cannon McMillan. He'll be taking on Enzo Ordolana for Bell Vernon. Gardner wrestled Ordolana earlier this season, and he won by technical fall as Gardner's going to get the opening takedown. Looking for a tilt and out of bounds, so 1:24 to go here in the opening period. Gardner, a sophomore, 23-7 this season. Enzo Ortolana, a sophomore as well, 8-14 for Bell Vernon as a 2-on-1 tilt. Now turning and trying to turn more into a wing tilt. Down to a minute to go. Still no back points on the board for Gardner. Now looking for a tilt. Couple of swipes. But still no back points. 2-1 counts. So not too consecutive. So now Gardner's going to give an escape. Make it 3-1, 30 seconds left, first period. It's going to spin behind after a half shot from Ortolana. 6-1 now for Gardner. Go out of bounds with 16 seconds left in the opening period. Going for a tilt right off the whistle. Caught more of a 2-on-1 tilt. There you got only a 1 count again. Only another 1 count, so no back points. 6-1 after 1. Back with more in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Had a takedown for Ortolana, and now an escape for Gardner. So 7-4, 30 seconds into the second period, shot in by Ortolana. Gardner trying to spin behind, not able to finish. Now a double leg shot attempt, trying to come out the back door is Gardner. Gets Ortolana down to a hip. Wraps around the waist. Just holding on around those shoulders is Ortolana trying to prevent this takedown, but Gardner's going to be able to finish and get a couple of back points as he drives in and has Ortolana on his back. He's going to pick up 4. Those are big back points. Ortolana had to take down, gives the escape. Looks like he's going to come back in this one, then gives up a 7-point move. 14-4 now, Gardner out in front. Ten nothing, Bell Vernon leading in the team score. Cannon McMillan looking to try to get their first points on the board as they go out of bounds. On the other side, North Allegheny has picked up a fall and has taken a big lead early on La Trobe. They're up 20-0. Ten nothing here for Bell Vernon. But Gardner of Cannon McMillan looking to put the Big Macs on the board. He's got a major decision in hand right now. Still has a period to go, though, as he's trying once again to get this tilt going. It's going to be 14-4 Gardner after two. Third period in a moment here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Gardner of Cannon McMillan was able to pick up a quick takedown in the third period after Ortolona chose neutral. So it's 17-4 right now. Gardner out in front. Escape given. That'll make it 17-5. Takedown will give the technical fall to Gardner. Shot attempt in from Ortolona. Now Gardner dives in on the legs. Now they get into a tie-up. Spin behind for Gardner. He will get the takedown and win 20-5 at 4 minutes and 41 seconds. So that'll make it 10-5. Bell Vernon out in front after three-way classes. Back with more in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
133 pounds, the fourth weight class of the duel. John Emma for Cannon McMillan wrestling Jackson Shawley for Bell Vernon. A takedown for Emma Shawley with an escape 3-1, 25 seconds in. Emma dives in on the legs. He'll get the takedown, go up 6-1. Maintaining control as he was going to give the escape, then decided to go for a trip. Now, armbar behind, half Nelson for Emma. Trying to get Shawley over to his back. Near the out-of-bounds line. So he'll have to make sure he tries to keep a foot in bounds. But now in a position to take Shawley over, and Shawley's in some trouble. There's the fall. 107 time of the fall, and Cannon McMillan has its first lead, 11-10. Over Bell Vernon. 139 in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Consol Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
139 pounds for Cannon McMillan, Colton Sarles, and for Bell Vernon, Keaton Johnson. Got a poke in the eye as Sarles getting a little aggressive with the head taps. Cannon McMillan out in front after four weight classes. Colton Sarles, a junior 6-9 this season, taking on Keaton Johnson, also a junior 3-3 on the season. Head taps, keeping a little distance right now. Getting underneath is Sarles. Seconds remaining, first period. Looking for a pancake is Johnson. Sarles trying to get down on the legs. Now does get into the leg as Sarles trying to drive into Johnson. Drops Johnson down to a hip. Sorrels close to the takedown and will get it. With just 10 seconds to go, Sorrels able to get the takedown. And he'll lead 3-0 at the end of the first period. We'll have the second in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Start of the second period, Sorrels of Cannon-McMillan on the bottom. Leads 3-0. Johnson trying to get a leg in. Able to get that leg and trying to get a power half is Johnson. Wants to try to get Sorrels to his back. Half in right now. And we're going to get a penalty point coming here. Figure four of the body. So Sorrels will get a technical violation point, and he'll lead now 4-0. And a restart, which is huge because he was getting close to being turned. Switch off the whistle. Sorrels will get behind, and he goes up 6-0. Now grabbing that elbow, pulling underneath, takes Johnson over to his back. Sorrels trying to bring Johnson back after he bridged off momentarily. Sorrels with that arm trapped. Johnson's going to bridge off. And that's not before Sorrels picks up 3 near falls, goes up 10-0. Or 4 near falls, excuse me. Now once again just grabs that elbow underneath. Doesn't get any back points. 15 seconds left, second period. But this is the move here for Sorrels. Grabbing that elbow, turning it up from underneath. Has him in trouble, and there's the fall. 3 minutes and 55 seconds for Sorrels, and that makes it 17-10. Cannon-McMillan out in front. WJBA Sports Network has more here presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
145 pounds, Collier Hartman for Cannon-McMillan, taking on Eric Granado for Bell Vernon. Quick takedown for Hartman, just 11 seconds in, and they'll go out of bounds. Cannon-McMillan leading 17-10 after 5 weight classes. On the other side, North Allegheny leading Latrobe 23-0. The winners will wrestle here at Cannon-McMillan at 7:15. Escape was given to Granado. Underhook right now for Hartman. Now 2 underhooks, tries to jack it up, gets behind, takedown. 6-1. Legs in for Hartman. Trying to cross face with the leg in. Under a minute to go in the opening period. Hartman leading 6-1. Now a cradle locked in. Lets the leg go. And Hartman's going to take him over with a cradle. Three near fall points makes it 9-1. Granado was able to kick free. Another cradle locked in for Hartman. Now he'll take Granado over to his back. Granado again able to kick out of it. But not before four near fall points. And now an escape, and now a takedown. And that should be the Tech fall, right? It was... should be 16-1. Look, they're going to talk it over here. There should be two. It should be 17-2. 16-2. Okay, they didn't. They only gave three on a near fall or four? Getting that sorted out right now. A lot of points happen very, very quick. So it is 16-2. Hartman will go neutral to begin the second period. A takedown here will give him the Tech. Going in, bear hug, gets behind. Hartman doesn't finish, though. Underhook now. Hartman throws a headlock. Could end up getting a fall here instead of a Tech. Has Granado on his back, and he'll get the fall. 2 minutes and 35 seconds, and he'll get an extra team point for the Big Macs and make it 23-10. Cannon McMillan out in front. More with moment in a moment. It's the WJBA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
152 pounds, Aiden Finnegan for Cannon McMillan taking on Roman Bove for Bell Vernon. Finnegan with a quick takedown and near fall points, and now he's looking for more. Cradle locked in, and there is the fall in 30 seconds. And that makes it 29-10. Cannon McMillan out in front. Back with more in a moment. WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
160 pounds, Mason Calguero for Cannon McMillan. He's taking on Colby Hibner for Bell Vernon. 29-10, Cannon McMillan leading in the team score. Bell Vernon led 10-0 after two weight classes, and it's been all Cannon McMillan since. Five straight wins, four of which by fall for the Big Macs. On the other side, Latrobe looking like they're going to get their first win. They do pick up a fall. They trail North Allegheny 23-6. No score. 50 seconds to go in the opening period between Calgiero and Hibner. Calgiero, a sophomore, 28-12. Hibner, a junior, 22-9. Hibner in on an inside single. Calgiero puts his weight down in. Hips down. Whizzer in right now for Calgiero. Now able to not only get him off the leg, but not getting on his own on a re-attack is Calgiero, and he'll get in and get the double leg takedown and lead 3-0. So end of one, a 3-0 lead for Calgiero. More with more in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Start of the second period, Hibner on the bottom. Trails Calgiero 3-0. Calgiero has him flattened out right now. Hibner trying to work his way up to his base. Calgiero continuing to apply pressure forward. Now up to his knees, trying to get to a sit out and turn is Hibner. Calgiero will stick with him. Halfway through this first period, 3-0 lead for Calgiero. Sit up and turn. Down to 40 seconds left, second period. Sit down, turn attempt. Calgiero still maintaining control. Now trying to slowly get to his feet as Hibner. He does. Calgiero's got to work towards bringing him back down to the mat. And drives him out of bounds with 16 seconds left in the second. 29-10, Cannon McMillan leading Bell Vernon in a team score. Five matches to go after this one. Calgiero continuing to ride Hibner and 5 seconds remaining as we get a fresh start. Hibner to his feet quickly. Grabbing the ankle is Calgiero, and Calgiero will ride for the second. His choice for the third. We'll have it on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Calgiero gets an escape, but Hibner with the takedown. That'll make it 4-3. And now an escape given to Calgiero and out of bounds. 5-3 Calgiero with a minute and a half to go here in the third. Shot shot attempt from Calgaro. Inside single, sprawling. Now trying to roll through with it was Hipner. Calgaro now trying to suck in the legs to make it a double. Grabbing that leg, rolling was Hipner. And out of bounds, 5-3. Calgaro still out in front, 105 to go in the third. Calgaro backing up a little bit. Lost control. Does get hit with a stalling call. They stop action with 48 seconds left. So 5-3. Calgaro out in front. Wrestling neutral. He does have one stall call on him. Went for a shot and backs out of it. A couple of head taps from Calgaro. He's doing a little like half circle, half going backwards. Hipner drops in on a leg. Calgaro able to get free of it, and they go out of bounds. 25 seconds left. If you're Hipner, you got to push the action. I'm surprised he did it in the last 20 seconds. Calgaro does go back. Shot attempt in again on the ankle. Stalling call. Out of bounds. So one penalty point makes it 5-4. Another shot in. Hipner deep. Hipner will get the takedown with 10 seconds to go. Colby Hipner is going to defeat Mason Calgaro 7-5. So that puts Bell Vernon back on the board, 29-13, 172 coming up in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
pounds, John Hunter for Cannon McMillan. He will be taking on from Bell Vernon, Skyler Gush. Opening takedown for Hunter. Three nothing, 30 seconds in for Hunter. Hunter, a senior, 19-14 this season. Gush, a junior, 9-6. Gush right now on his base. Grabbing the leg. Still riding, though, is Hunter. Now a sit out and turn and an escape makes it 3-1. Is Gush able to get to his feet? In on a shot is Hunter trying to stay inbounds. 30 seconds left, and now they'll call him out.
Remember by Major Dominic Angelico, Trader Latrobe. The score, North Allegheny 29, Greater Latrobe 10.
North Allegheny leads Latrobe 29-10. Winners wrestle each other here at 7:15. As they are now also at 172 pounds. So both matches really in the same spot. With this match and four more to go. Similar scores too. 29-13 Cannon McMillan. 29-10 North Allegheny. Hunter is going to go neutral to begin the second period. Shot attempt in by Gush. Now Hunter on a reshot. Drives him out of bounds. Under hook. Now get back into a tie up.
Don't forget that all
couple snap attempts by both wrestlers. Still in a tie up. Shot in by Gush. Now another shot. Good job of sprawling by Hunter. Double leg shot, deep double leg shot. There's the takedown for Hunter. 6-1. Look at the replay. Deep double leg. And Hunter able to finish. 47 seconds to go in the second. He leads 6-1. Escape for Gush. Now into a tie-up. Underhook. Now back out of it. Seconds remaining in the second. End of 2-6-2 lead. We'll have a third period in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near Consol Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Third period begins with Gush Abelvernon with a quick escape. That'll make it 6-3. Hunter out in front. Wrestling on their feet. Hunter has both takedowns, and there's a deep double leg shot again. Hunter's got his go-to move. That makes it 9-3. Boy, is Hunter so good at these double legs. Just drives in and gets the takedown. One minute to go, third period. Riding with the 9-3 lead is Hunter of Cannon McMillan. Come on, come on, come on. Down to 30 seconds left. A win here for Hunter. Doesn't clinch it for him yet, but makes it rather tough for Belle Vernon. They would need to have falls in pretty much every match after that. They would need three falls and a decision to beat Cannon McMillan with these last four matches, as Hunter looks like he will hold on to win. And look at this, headlock last seconds. He's going to get a couple of back points and get a major decision. Huge for Hunter. He wins 12-3. And that gets an extra team point to make it 33-13. Cannon McMillan back with more in a moment. WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
So while we were away, we had some forfeits that took place. We'll get to that in a moment, but first we're all the way up to 107. Lee Drushman for Cannon McMillan taking on Grayson Giglielmo for Belle Vernon, and a quick takedown for Drushman. Drushman won this one by a fall in the first period when they wrestled earlier this season.
At 189.
Drushman with a quick takedown, 30 seconds, and escape for Giglielmo. So while we were away, Eric Adamick of Belle Vernon won by forfeit. That made it 33-19, Cannon McMillan. Then it was Elijah Brown for Belle Vernon, winner by forfeit. That made it 33-25, Cannon McMillan. Then Owen Rush of Cannon McMillan won by forfeit. And that made it 39-25, Cannon McMillan. So that's how we got to this point, 39-25, Cannon Mac. As we're on the last match of this first session here between Drushman and Guglielmo. A takedown for Drushman will make it 6-1. So 6-1 after one. We'll have the second period for you in a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
28 seconds.
Dreschman of Cannon McMillan gets the escape. He leads 7-1, 20 seconds into the second period. Guglielmo in on a shot, trying to come out the back door right now.
At 2:15, wrestling for Greater Latrobe, Nico Dominic for North Allegheny, Hank Miller.
And we're going to stalemate, 1:19 to go in the second period. One minute to go in the second. 7-1 lead for Lee Dreschman. Cannon McMillan will advance and wrestle at 7:15 tonight. They lead 39-25 with this last bout to go. Fireman's carriage attempt, and there is the takedown for Dreschman. That makes it 10-1. And they go out of bounds with 37 seconds left in the second. One of the questions coming in for the Big Macs after their match against Trinity was the health of Bryce Collins. He does not go here in this one, but no reason to risk it with the match at hand. You got to wonder if they can somehow show that they're going to win the match against likely North Allegheny. Would they send him out in that one as well? May not be as sealed up, though, with four weights to go when he would be out on the mat. But he did weigh in today, did Bryce Collins. Legs in. Working on a power half is Dreschman. Time's going to run out, though. He'll have a 10-1 lead after two. Guglielmo is going to go neutral to begin the third. Shot in. All right, Guglielmo. Able to get good position with Dreschman and lift the leg up, get the takedown. He's up 13-1. Down to 1:15 to go in the third period. Dreschman leading 13-1. Down to 50 seconds left, third period. Leg in for Dreschman. Now a wing in as well with the leg. 15 seconds left. Wants to try to run that wing. Now looking for a power half with the wing, and now he does take Guglielmo over to his back. Dreschman will get near falls and get the tech fall. 17-1 at 5 minutes and 58 seconds. And that puts a bow on it for Cannon McMillan, 44-25. We will break down the match for you and also get the wrestler of the match. That's all coming up. You're listening to the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Find more snuggle time this winter and be prepared for the cold with the help of First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. With a home improvement loan, home equity loan, or home equity line of credit, you can upgrade that old furnace, take care of that leaking roof, or replace those outdated floors. Keep the cold out and keep the warm and cozy in. Visit a loan officer today or apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458-729.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services, with main offices near Consol Energy Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital. You can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Final score, Cannon McMillan 44, Bell Vernon 25. Let's talk about how those points got on the board. The match started at 114, Braden Broadwater of Bell Vernon, a winner by fall at 217 over Parker Kolarczyk of Cannon McMillan. That made it 6-0, Bell Vernon out in front. Then at 121, it was Riley Doppelhauer of Bell Vernon, a major decision, 12-0 over Andrew Soule, made it 10-0, Bell Vernon. Then Gianno Gardner got Cannon McMillan on the board. A tech fall, 20-5 at 441 over Enzo Ortolona, and that made it 10-5, Bell Vernon. Then John Emma gave Cannon McMillan the match lead for good. A fall in just 1 minute and 5 seconds over Jackson Shawley of Bell Vernon, made it 11-10, Cannon Mack. Colton Sarles of Cannon Mack, a fall at 355 over Keaton Johnson, made it 17-10, Cannon Mack. Collier Hartman, a fall over Eric Granato of Bell Vernon at 235, made it 23-10, Cannon Mack. Aiden Finnegan of Cannon Mack, a fall in 30 seconds over Roman Bove of Bell Vernon, made it 29-10, Cannon Mack. Colby Hibner of Bell Vernon had a 7-5 decision over Mason Calgaro of Cannon McMillan, made it 29-13, Cannon Mack. And then John Hunter essentially put it away. A major decision, 12-3, getting a bonus point late over Skylar Gush. That made it 33-13, Cannon Mack. Then Eric Adamack of Bell Vernon won by forfeit, as did Elijah Brown. That made it 33-25. And then Owen Rush of Cannon Mack won by forfeit, made it 39-25. And then Lee Dreschman of Cannon Mack, a winner by tech fall over Grayson Guglielmo. And 17-1 at 5:58 to give us our final 44-25. Cannon McMillan, your winner. We still got the wrestler of the match to determine. We're going to bring that to you next. This is the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's time to recognize our wrestler of the match, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. And our winner is John Hunter from Cannon McMillan at 172. That one really just put the match away for the Big Macs. And not only the way he did it too. Three great double leg takedowns, but also getting that major decision, wrestling up until the very last second. Got that one extra bonus point, and that just showed a lot of heart and a lot of guts from John Hunter to be able to wrap that up and get the win for Cannon McMillan. So congratulations, John Hunter, our Washington County College Center outstanding wrestler of the match. Who will Cannon McMillan wrestle? We'll have that for you coming up next. It's the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
We are back here at Cannon McMillan. Wrestling will begin here at 7:15, so just a short while from now. So we're going to take a quick break and be back on the stream. It will still keep playing on the radio side. We'll be back here in just a short while. But the final result again, Cannon McMillan 44, Belle Vernon 25. Cannon McMillan will wrestle North Allegheny. North Allegheny a winner over Latrobe 51-16. So I want to thank Jacob Knizer and our producing in our downtown Washington studios, our producer Eric Bennett and cameraman Brandon Bennett as well. I'm Greg Warnock. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.